upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Hey, it's Bam. Before this episode starts, I just wanted to give a little disclaimer. If you saw the last one, you may have noticed that the audio wasn't the best. And sadly, a lot of like the Rumble Week footage that we got is plagued with similar audio issues, which sucks, but we've tried to scavenge what we can from all the footage we got, and we have definitely learned a lot. So next time an opportunity like this comes around, it'll go way more smoothly. It would be a real shame to let some of the stuff that we recorded go to waste, so we've tried our best with the audio. I just want to say sorry on behalf of everyone, and yeah, hope you enjoy the episode.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay,
one of
us supposed to clap.
Yeah, that's
going to
be real fucking
helpful. Yeah, like one of us stink, you fucking of us.
Ready,
stink.
Ready, and...
Oh, shit.
Only one person claps. One person claps.
Fuck you.
One done, do it, clap.
Alright, let's go. I'm ready.
Alright,
so you just look.
Bunda, do it, clap.
Can we, oh my god. Can we have that at the start of the episode, please?
Gee, I can't believe.
Welcome, you dumb idiots, to the
Gee, I can't believe Shorts Wars is over.
No Anna. Way.
Wait, why is Anna in front of the camera? Is there an Anna cam?
Yeah, there's an
Anna cam. Oh my god, that's
live,
so sick.
Dude, I want the like live Tucker reaction on top of it.
Am I in the back of the Anna cam? I am.
I hope I'm not.
Yo. No. Hey.
All right. Can we actually
context start for context? This is coming out the second episode, so we like did our like first in-person episode next, or I think third. Wait, of recording.
Oh, we're people?
This is the first one that we're actually recording, so we thought it would be funnier for the DJs episode to be the scuffed one where we're still figuring it out.
Yeah. Do we even do a test?
What do you mean
no?
Scuffed? This is perfect. No, it's beautiful.
We did a test, right, of all the audio.
Dude, equipment? I literally modded.
I tested mine, so four
oh,
of us should
no.
be good.
Oh no!
Johnny's audio, at least. All right, so nothing else works, and that's fine. Anyway,
who else do we need to hear other than Johnny? Be honest. Yeah, like, haven't we heard this guy enough?
Bam and Johnny, and I think other than that, we're fine.
Dude, why the f*** is this guy sitting next to me? Actually, get him away from me.
You got me. What about me?
Oh yeah, I do got. Well, I mean, it's the angel on my shoulder and then the devil on my shoulder.
Can I go inside your PNG?
Dude.
Yeah. Well,
guys,
oh my dude, draw fan art of this.
The dude Juicy feels crazy, dude.
Draw fan art of this.
Not the Bun D just homunculus.
Dude, y'all don't even know ball.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
You were under it.
No, he was inside of me. He was inside of me. Dude, start moaning.
Dude, feels PNG like.
Mpreg.
Yeah.
Jay
touches PNG.
Dude, this is low-key lore, though. Because it's like, dude, of course Bundan would be inside me. Because, like, we were invited guests at VidCon, and the rest of y'all weren't.
Shut up. Yeah, okay.
Because y'all are... Right.
Okay.
To the Rumble Pack audience, all of your faves are garbage except me and Bundan.
Bundan has an
That's
agent.
What I'm talking about.
That is the only reason that he got into... Just how did you get invited?
Do you want to explain invited guests to the crowd, to the audience?
They're racist?
They're racist.
I'm the brownest one here.
Okay.
Did you get an email or something or what?
Yes.
Just from VidCon.
They said congratulations,
okay, Dana,
beautiful.
Shut up now. Let Bam explain.
So the thing with invited guests is, right, so months and months and months and months ago, we all like went to the VidCon website and made this... Like, we signed this big form, right? And if they thought we were good enough they would make us invited guests, which means like we get like a bunch of free food, like exclusive events, stuff like that, like full access pass.
You can go
pass.
In like the lounge.
Yeah, the lounge. The lounge for like all the other people.
You can
yeah.
make Dream.
So. Yeah, oh, and
well, I did that. I wasn't invited, but I met Dream. That's
nuts. Dude, you say you say you met Dream like it was a good thing.
Well, okay. If like if you saw Bill Clinton in a room, like you're getting a picture.
Yeah.
Even if you don't agree with his like.
True,
I would
true.
A picture, and then I'd be like, "Did you have sexual relations?" Bill, it's me.
Dude, you know the real reason Dano couldn't get a photo with Dream?
Why?
He would have really wanted it because you're under 21, but it's like,
oh,
that's true.
Hey, you should have gone, man. You should have gone.
I saw Dream. Like, okay, somebody who shall remain nameless sneaked us into the VIP lounge.
It was me.
I won't expose it.
No.
Did you? I don't want to get anybody in trouble, so I won't name any names. But I did see Dream. Across the way, as well as Big Justice, just laying on the couch, and some other people that I recognized their faces, but I didn't.
Crazy. Jack Manifold was
Big
there.
Justice looked like a Greek god. I'm gonna be real.
Yeah.
He was like Dionysus being fed grapes the entire time. It was low key kind of. I want to live like Big Justice, dude.
So yeah, we didn't get invited guests, but for some reason, DJ, seriously, did you just get an email from VidCon?
Yeah, they were like, congratulations, you got in.
No, the tech was, when you had to like fill out like a little thing like describing, oh, hey, why would you be good for VidCon? You just wrote like a whole book.
I wrote a really, the answer is I wrote a really good essay.
7,000 paragraphs. Yeah, you just wrote.
I locked in.
He just went on and was like, my mom is kind of homeless.
Bro.
I have like ChatGPT. Should I just like throw
okay.
in like, okay, you know what, ChatGPT, write
you need
me
to check KYS, dude. They're sponsored by the government now.
Dude, ChatGPT, write me an essay on how I made Riggy and deserve to be in VidCon.
ChatGPT,
suck
me to completion.
You shouldn't be in VidCon for inventing
Riggy. Yeah, that's true. They're gonna kick me out, dude, because I'm all
you get last year. You were on the makeshift. Like,
that's true. Last year, I don't know if you've ever told this story on the podcast. Last year, we couldn't get into like any of like the exclusive. Johnny got turned away at the door and everything, and we were like, dude, Riggy is on the back of the makeshift like floor. Like wall, like they had like a makeshift wall, and it had all these stuffed animals.
Wait, that's what happened at TanaCon back in the day.
What?
Yeah. Do not. Okay. So essentially. I'm saying you could have done RumbleCon and like scammed the fuck out of a ton of people. That would have been awesome.
Wait, explain.
Okay, so the deal with TanaCon back in the day was hit influencer Tana Mojo, who had some problems, but also was like, I don't want to groomed. Was invited to VidCon because she was in like this thing called Escape the Night, which was like their big featured thing. But they wouldn't give her invited guests. Like they wouldn't let her in anywhere. Cause I don't fucking know, dude. Women.
How many subs does she have?
Like 10 million.
Bro, she's like one of
she had 10 million subs in 2016.
She's huge. She's like Logan Paul's like
so,
big
so
size.
So when this happened, she had 10 million subs.
Yeah, and that was like 2016
so
numbers. So it actually mattered.
Yes.
I don't know, dude. They loves Christmas. Cut that out. I want to get invited back. Wait, it's going to be way worse if you bleep it. Oh, no.
You have to now. You're just digging, man.
Like a squeaky bleep or something.
Just digging.
Wait, do a thing where it's like, loves Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, please
just
get me back in VidCon.
Just cut that audio and paste it over. All right, sorry. Continue.
Dude, but yeah, no. So she was like... She was like, I hate VidCon forever, burned all the bridges, and then made her own thing called TanaCon, which was one of the worst cons of all time.
Right, I remember all of this drama, people sweating in the heat.
Mm-hmm. It was like Astroworld, but like, it wasn't even Travis Scott, it was Tana Mojo.
Do we have Jamie to pull it up on the TV?
No way.
How do I...
Can you actually?
No way.
We can... That's for... Can't happen.
That's for post.
That's future technology.
Do it in post, dude.
Wait, we should just make that a green screen.
Exactly.
Wait, who's... I don't even know whose thing
it's
on.
It's on, like, C-Dot's phone.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll figure it out for another episode.
Dude, you could low-key just, like, caress the Rumble Pack logo.
Dude, just key out the yellow. Just key out the yellow. Oh, yeah, just key out the yellow.
Yeah, just do more fucking work.
Everyone in the comments say thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thank you, Anna.
W. That's oomph right there, dude.
We're paying you. We don't have to thank you. We give you money. Sorry.
Dude, me and Anna got trapped at the beach together. It was hype.
Wait, we did at the beach?
Yeah, we got trapped at the beach.
What do you mean you got trapped?
It was us and Dacha, because y'all took the car back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they took the car back, and they ditched us poors that are outside of Rumble Pack. Because they're mad that I mogged them, so it was me and it was me, the woman.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
When in the non-binary, trapped alone and scared, we had to get our own Uber, and we were like, all right, let's go get Korean barbecue, because that was the plan. So we went all the way to Irvine to this KBBQ joint in this Tesla where we had no signal because we were at the beach. Oh my god, actually no, this story, I almost died at the beach and Dana was there.
Dan
almost killed me with a burger.
No. Okay.
Start at the burger story.
No, honestly, okay. The Korean barbecue story. Yeah, that doesn't even matter.
That was really nothing.
For KBBQ, I just for context. Listen, the plan was to go to KBBQ, and then.
Bunda goes, guys, there's a YouTuber party. You have to go.
Did I say that? Wait, what?
I forgot this was your fault. Oh my god.
Bunda, it was the one that you didn't go to. It was the one that you weren't on the list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So listen, Bunda ruined our Korean barbecue from across the city. He messaged us. He's like, guys, we all have to go to this party. Bunda goes, gets turned away at the door.
Wait, if you can see it on King Samuel's channel, there's a short of me behind the
sign. Can I note something? Yeah. Bundun says you guys have to go to this party. Stops responding.
I did not say that.
We're gonna pull up, and then he goes, guys, you won't be able to get in. There's a list. But then we thought, well, if Bundun's an invited creator, Degis is also an invited creator. We can probably get a plus one. So we start asking, what's the situation? He's not responding. 30 minutes later, he's like, oh, I wasn't on the list either. So instead of just going, guys, I couldn't get in. There's a list.
I wasn't on the list. I'm at like an ice thing now.
I was at an ice ride. I was at an ice ride. That was crazy, dude.
He almost got taken by the fucking police, dude.
So that was the KBBQ story. Okay, now you should continue with the burger.
Bundun, it was kind of hype. I can't even hold you. It was kind of hype the way you f***ed us over, but I was like, it was money. I can't even lie.
We ended up just staying home and playing Jackbox instead.
Dude.
I didn't know I f***ed you guys over. Like, this is actually the first time, like, I'm like hearing that part of the story.
We were supposed to get Korean barbecue. So then they were like, if we're going to go to this party, we're going to shower. So then we're like, okay, we don't have time for Korean barbecue then, so we went to a Chinese place next door. But we could have had KBBQ.
KBBQ,
man. I thought I was going to suss it out first. I thought that's what I said.
Dude, low-key, though. Okay, back to the burger story. This is, like, a couple of hours earlier. So, we went to the beach, right?
Yeah.
It was me, Bam's partner, Dano's girlfriend, Johnny's girlfriend, and me being the world's biggest third wheel.
Also Dasha.
And Dacia was also there, but Dacia literally just like went into the ocean with jeans like a sociopath. I think they're not well.
No. They had their jeans rolled up and then they fell down and a wave hit them.
I was looking at their thing and I could like see like fungus growing on the inside of their jeans. It was crazy. But okay, so it was that. For context, I f***ing love the beach. I was like, I'm in California for VidCon, and sure, I'm like big dogging all of these like YouTubers that you like, but the real reason I'm here is just because I would be stupid if I didn't go to the beach in California while I'm here. So we went to the beach, had an amazing time. It took me like an hour and a half to get there because the beach had no signal. So my Uber was just like lost his shit, and I was like, I was in dead ass Silent Hill for like 1 second, but I finally made it down to the beach. I landed I tried to land Bam my swimsuit, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. So that motherfucker had to swim in jorts.
Which was fine.
Like a champ.
Mm-hmm. Like a champion, yeah. Honestly. Like, he kind of killed it.
And I swam. I did swim.
He did swim. Mm-hmm. He was epic sauce.
I almost killed Bam.
Oh, my God. That was
dude,
awesome.
This
that was
beach awesome. Had so many... It was the beach that makes you old. There was actually so many attempted murders. You can do yours in a second. But halfway through, I'm like, yo, Danny, I got salt water in my mouth. Can you get me some water? Just to, like, rinse out my mouth. And he was like, all right, fine. And he's gone for, like, an hour.
The burger took forever to come out. I went to Shake Shack to get two waters, a shake, and a burger. And they literally forgot about me or something.
It was Danny and Dacha went on a whole side quest.
Yeah, dude, a whole burger. Mission just to get a burger.
And I was chilling. I was tanning. I was having a great time being the world's biggest third wheel. And Dano comes back. And he has three bites of this burger. Mind you, we're meant to go to KBBQ in, like, 30 minutes, and he's just like, I got a burger for myself and no one else. You want some? Because he had three bites and he was full. And he gives Bam a bite. He gives, I think, Johnny a bite. And then I take a bite and I immediately start choking on it.
Seriously?
Genuinely, I think it went down the wrong pipe.
That was because Anarchy started chasing you with a vine.
Oh, yeah. Anarchy tried chasing me.
What happened?
Dude, this beach is crazy. This,
it was actually the beach that makes you old. Meanwhile, Pear was at home watching fucking Breaking Bad, missing this entire thing.
Dude, I was... What did y'all do,
dude,
man?
Pear was low-key... Pear, I missed you, beautiful.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
We I was sick, had so much dude. Fun together. I was sick.
Without me?
I think a fan got me sick. Hey, if you got me sick at VidCon, fuck you.
Dude, actually, Conflu is the worst fucking thing on this earth. I'm so glad I'm only going to be here for like a day, because the rest of them are going to be so sick by the end of the week.
Yeah, dude, we're all going to kill each other by the end of the
week.
It's going to happen.
Dude, Dano's going to be like crucified on the TV.
Dude, it's like, it's actually a Creepypasta episode. You come back like episode 5, and it's just Bam's like, he's like infected.
No.
You just see his PNG.
There's four Bams.
His VTuber just starts getting green.
Hello. Hell yeah. It's been green before.
Dude, that was so
hello.
Accurate.
Hello.
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 Pink
man. Hello.
Dude, that's
going to
be all of us by the end of the week. Bam's going to just gonna, like, touch
dude,
us.
Dude, it's the Bam infection at you. Everyone has cat ears by the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait. Oh, that would be great. That got a bit where one of us just puts cat ears, like an additional one of us.
I've already got one.
Do we have cat ears here? Do you have them?
Yes, Bam brought it for this proper occasion.
I honestly, it could be a short. Actually, I'm making that short now.
Dude,
that's for my channel.
That's for the Femboy infection at you?
Yes, yes, yes.
Dude. Get me in on that.
No, you're all on the list. That's the thing.
Dude, I lost my mask halfway through, so I had to borrow Bam. So I have like a catboy face. Literally, like half the photos I have in VidCon.
How many fans did you actually face for real to at VidCon?
Literally,
there had to be a few.
No, it was really bad. Johnny Loki boomed me. This bitch. You know what?
Ooh. Ooh, he got rigged.
Riggy jump scare.
Oh,
don't do that. What's wrong with you?
Oh my god.
Dude,
Anna, edit in
turn
video.
That into a Foxy jump scare.
Edit in a video of our setup right now just so they understand how like fragile the setup is right now.
Oh my god.
It
took us hours to set the setup
do
up.
It.
And
do
like,
it. Do it actually.
Did you saw me just threw?
No balls.
Oh.
Oh! Wait, almost into the fire.
Thunder, you should.
That's
foreshadowing.
Prototype, dude. We're throwing around.
What do you mean prototype?
Why is pants coming off?
Dude, don't do that, Siri.
Oh, I low-key, I didn't realize he was giving me head. That's my bad.
Can you show off his rusty, please?
Yeah, I was trying to show off his runky to the class.
We this is sensitive. Episode 2, dude. How bad is it gonna be?
He's Russie's fine, dude.
Okay. Dude, his runky is fire.
I don't know, Pear. What is happening? Dude. I almost killed Bam. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
You go to sleep for like one afternoon, and then all this happens.
Oh, you go to sleep for this is what happens. Like,
yeah, they were just not here, and the rest of us were in the trenches.
Yeah.
I'm like that one key item, if you don't have, you just get thinking like twice as hard.
So I'm someone I don't know if anybody knows this, but I was like on the swim team like all throughout school. So
same.
Like, yeah, I love the beach. Like whenever there's good waves, I'm just body surfing.
Dude, actually, no, low-key,
and the waves,
real shit.
The waves
at this beach were the best that I've ever seen.
No, yeah. It was so sick.
It was high. I'm used to like Delaware beaches where it's like where the water's like gray and.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up.
At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Shop.
Shop. Oh, hell no. No,
welcome to Delaware. Dude, since where you go in Legend of Zelda.
That's like anywhere. If you live in the Northeast, you go to Delaware. That's vacation.
Get your Delaware.
No, the f*** it's not. Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I grew up poor, my friend.
No, but even then.
You live in New York, right? How far away is that from, like, Disney World? Like, Florida's, like, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from.
Are you
Florida's
serious?
Are you insane?
What? Like a day drive.
Dano is That's so crazy. Rich. Dano, I want you guys to know this.
So no, no, no.
Dano, yourself.
No, no, no. Dano's geography is just off. That's the only thing.
It's
just,
but they thought Greece was Japan.
Yeah.
You what?
I thought that, like, hold on. I thought that, like, Florida and New York were, like, right next to each other.
No, no. Please tell Florida me this and New York are like a 2 day drive.
Please tell me this a bit.
Hold on, I'm gonna pull up a map. I want you to point to
okay.
Greece.
Wait.
Were you here for the episode?
You thought Greece and Japan were the same?
The ridiculous episode.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, hold on. Leia, pull up a map. I want to see.
London, why is your co-host so fucking stupid?
I'm gonna download a photo and I want you to draw on where you think everything is.
Anyway. So, I'm body surfing these waves and like. Leia and Anna are too. Mm-hmm. They get like about halfway down the beach. I take a wave. I'm at the shore. I'm like in the sand.
No, it's if you know how to ride a wave, it is the greatest thing of all time. Mm-hmm. And he knows ball like dead.
So, I see a wave, and it's one of those things where you're like in the water, waves coming, and you just have to go. I see the wave. I'm like okay, and then as I'm going, I notice Bam is standing. Right in front of me, and I just destroy his kneecaps.
Honestly, it was like bowling, and Bam was the pin.
Wait, is that why you said your knee hurt?
I was in a hospital bed, it wasn't too bad. My main concern at the time was like I kind of knew it was somebody's head, and I was like, oh my god, if somebody just snapped their neck on my knee. And so I need to just check to make sure it was okay.
It was
fine.
So funny seeing Johnny just roll onto the shore. Everybody right. else is dude, up there, and Johnny's like all the way
dude,
up.
At one point, I saw your leg sticking out the water. That's how bad the waves
were. A wave
hit
so crazy,
insane.
You're like upside down. You just see your legs.
I love the beach, dude. Whenever I get in a wave, it's like imagine. You're in a washing machine.
Right. Real!
Like, I'm like pretending I'm socks, bro.
You could be the step bro, I'm stuck, but like actually.
That's a based analogy, dude.
You can try this out by going in your washing machine. Yes. Okay, listen, for context, I thought that Florida was here. Alright?
Are you serious?
I know that this is where New York is in that area, and then I thought Florida was right
you,
there.
Wait, you thought, wait, you thought,
pass
you thought
pass
Florida,
around.
You thought Florida
pass
was
it,
like.
Pass it like a blunt.
You thought Florida's north? What? On the country?
What the f***? Tano!
What?
We make educational content!
Wait, is it like, Florida, this
like,
little
Florida
penis thing?
Is
no,
not.
Yes!
Yeah.
Florida's little penis
Florida
thing, right?
Is, yes. I just thought that Florida that place was like up there. Wait, let me see
dude,
this.
So you
but
thought Florida was New York.
Across the country and he knew which one was Florida.
Halfway across the world.
I think we need to put Dano alright. I think we need to put Dano down.
Listen, I know I make educational videos and everything, but I have never done
like... that's like where I live.
Where is Florida?
Where is Florida? Where is Disney?
Show it to the camera. Yeah. What the fuck is this map? What did he mean by this?
Let me do the Anna cam.
Wait, OMG, speaking of white, Bundun, we should tell the karaoke story.
What part of it? Just us having a great time and being friends?
For context, before we made it to VidCon, me, Bam, Bam's partner, Bundun, and Bundun's fiance were in New York at the same time for like a week. Bundun proposed.
Bundun's fiance, yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares about that?
We know a different pod.
We got a guest on the pod.
Well, I mean, that could be in the partner episode.
We're a partner episode.
I was going to say, so for context, fiance, engaged, everyone clap in the comments.
Woo!
But it was, again, I was third wheeling crazy style. I'm really just, literally every time like one of these couples shows up, they're like, hey, we saw you across the bar. We really dig your vibe. And they just try to get me as a third in their couple. It's hype. Mm. But in one of these moments, it's like I'm just trapped as the third. And I think Bundun didn't know I was brown until like we met up. Yes.
I can see you. I'm just
dude. Oh my God. Wait. This might be the perfect time to run the gambit.
What gambit?
Guess.
You're brown.
What kind of brown?
Ooh. Yeah. Guess.
Oh.
You get back to another episode of Guess That Rage.
Guess That Brown. Everyone clap.
Okay. Dano goes first.
No. This is my favorite thing. I love putting people in the blender.
Dano thought like Florida was New York.
Yeah. No, that's why I want. That's why I want Dano to get. You get one guess, and I'm only gonna tell you if you're right or if you're wrong.
just say it. Just say it. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Greek.
Wait. To be fair, though, you kind of look freak.
Dude, I kind of look Mexican. I look all of these things. That's the bit.
Filipino.
I haven't gotten that one since middle school. You're still wrong.
All right, I'm going to soul read. You just do this or this?
Mm-hmm.
Morocco.
Okay. That's a pretty good guess.
I actually feel bad because I met Dano for the first time, and I gave him way more credit than he deserved.
He let you stay in his house for 2 weeks.
This is true. I love Dano's mom. I love Dano's mom. Dano's mom's amazing.
Shout out Dano. I want her.
Yeah, just bleep her name.
That's so funny, dude. I'm just getting railed.
Dude, I was gonna say actually. Well, you like that, but it's like shout out Dano's house. Actually, Dano's house is a repo map. Like genuinely, there's just like a ginormous like life size statue of Alvin and the Chipmunk.
No, it's
whose
not life
eyes
size.
Follow
life
you.
Life size would be this big.
No, it's like
the size of a human.
I remember when a year ago we were filming for like. Shorts wars.
Yeah.
And he just pulled it out. And I'm like, why is there a giant Alvin statue?
Dude, have you guys heard of Ugandan pro wrestling?
No.
Oh my God. Dude, I'm gonna be real. Shout out Uganda, actually. They like low-key have some crazy, like, cool shit going. They have like Ugandan movies. Have you guys seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
There's like Who Killed Captain Alex, but my favorite is this one called Bad Black. You guys would have a great time watching it together with
Alex. Where are we supposed to hold our mics? I hope I'm
up to your mouth.
You're supposed probably to deep throat it. No, I mean you're supposed to deep throat it. Not supposed to watch.
That handle is probably the best. The handle.
I feel like we're not supposed to.
Wait, it's actually awesome because I'm like I could low key suck this mic off and no one would know because I have the PNG.
We would
hear it.
D, just stop sucking off the mic. Just put it 6 inches.
Yeah. Put that on.
Wait, put one of the ones on where they don't have a mat. Like, they used to literally just, like, throw each other on the ground.
Can I chuck it on? Like, yeah. Do I have to kick...
There was they had a villain on there called Lord White.
In post.
What was his outfit?
He literally just wore, like, H&M. He wore H&M and he was British. And he was like, my name is Lord White.
Hey, hold on. I just realized...
Dude, it's so sick. Your shirt.
Oh. No, this is real Disney merch. It's Beaker tweaking on acid.
That's not real.
Dude, why are you standing up like the camera's gonna
wait,
see you?
Wait, move your body into my
well, yeah,
camera.
But a PNG over my face, I'm assuming. I'm trying to move as little as possible so Anna doesn't actually have to do any work.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, check this.
We're not paying her.
Dude.
I feel like I'm not getting credit, all right? Listen.
I'm making this announcement right now. Any feminism episodes in the future, Anna's gonna get 70% of the profits.
Whoa.
We're not gonna have a feminism episode ever again.
Anna's gonna get 70 cents off the dollar.
Well.
75.
Oh, is it 75 now?
I don't know.
W women. I'm sorry, that joke was crazy.
Oh,
yeah, dude, VidCon was epic.
Alvin?
What about Disneyland, dude? Disneyland was epic. Who led Disneyland the whole time?
Dude, I'm gonna be real. We had Smokey B show up for 1 second, and they like she took one look at Disney and then left immediately. She went on Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and immediately left.
She was like, "That's all I need."
Honestly, I'm gonna be real. I went to Disney, and Dano's gonna be mad at me, but I love you. I genuinely love you. Kind of mid.
Dano, before you left, you said you have to wear Disney merch so we have good luck.
Wait, is that what he actually
and
said?
And I am.
Dano told me. He's like, Johnny, you're not wearing any Disney merch. We're not going to have good luck. All right,
so Johnny Razor no longer gets to stay at my house.
Nah, Dejus, what was your favorite ride there?
I'll be real. There were only two I actually liked, and it was, two and a half. Because...
You didn't like the Star
Wars one?
What do
you mean, dude? The Star Wars one was hype.
Nah. Okay, the thing about Disneyland is there were two rides I liked, and it was Space Mountain and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Man, they're like so opposite.
Those are the best two.
Wait, what about the Racism Mountain? The
Racism
Mountain?
Oh, wait.
Liana's Bayou Adventure.
No, that wasn't the Racism one. The Racism one was Small World after all.
No,
so you're just, you see black people and you're like, oh, racism.
No! Splash Mountain used to be racist.
Yeah, Splash Mountain.
Unracist thing.
Yeah, Splash Mountain.
Wait, so did it actually?
Is someone giving me this racist?
Okay, I got you.
So Splash Mountain used to, like, have, like, racist undertones, basically.
Okay, how about this? Now I can get the actual lore. Splash Mountain used to be based on a movie called Song of the South, which released very long ago. And it had the big issue with it. So I actually went and watched it. Because I was so curious.
You really liked it.
No, listen, alright. I
support everything in this film.
No, dude, I watched it and listen. Okay, so I was curious. So this was back in 2020 when they announced that Splash Mountain would be changed to Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Which, by the way, is a really good idea. Take the racist ride and change it to probably Disney's, like, one of its best representations, like, other than, like, Moana and stuff.
Also, Princess and the Frog is just one of the best Disney movies.
True. Yeah. We still need to watch it.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't.
Oh my God. I haven't seen it either.
Wait, pause. We made it one second into the film and said, nah, we're playing Jackbox.
Dude, honestly, my favorite villain in any Disney movie, though.
No, yeah, dude, Dr. Facilia is, and also he's voiced by Keith David. You guys know him from, like,
I love Keith David.
Hell and Boss and stuff, or no, Hazbin Hotel.
Are you fucking serious? That's not why people know him. Who are you, fucking Cinemunch?
No, he's from Hazbin Hotel.
Who are you, Cinem? Get out.
He's from Hazbin Hotel. He's also from Community.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
If somebody introduced me as the guy from Hazbin Hotel, I would be...
I'm saying what they know him from, all right? Our stupid YouTube viewers.
What? Right? They're not Cinemunch viewers.
What? Our smart, intelligent viewers.
I meant our young viewers.
Yeah.
Listen, I love
please
you guys
super chat
anyone,
right now.
Right? You know
how- guys, who can get the most money donated in the comments? Yeah.
All money goes to me.
Anyway, so Song of the South.
It doesn't actually.
I want to hear the racism story, dude.
Yeah.
Of course, wants to know about racism. Okay, I watched it in 2020 because I was curious. All right, there was a big deal about it, about like, oh, this is, you know, blah 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 blah. So I went and pirated it. You're welcome. so I didn't give anybody money for Song of the South. I pirated it so that I could just watch it. And I watched it all the way through. And the big issue with it was not like, all right, so the animals are in their own. So okay, so the movie is set up with Uncle Remus. He lives on a plantation, and they are.
Whoa. Did he have a cabin?
What?
Did he have a cabin?
Yes.
His first name Tom.
He had a cabin. I don't know.
Wait, how old is this baby?
It's old. It's like 60s. Yeah.
That's not even that old.
It's not even that old.
Well, like,
Martin Luther
King was around.
1946.
All right, 1946. What? It was in color.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Anyway,
so it was possible, but like it was expensive, so that's why some shows would still be in black and white.
Even though Song of the South, like even though Brer Rabbit isn't inherently racist, it's still bad to have it tied back to that movie because like it, you know there's gonna be people like me who are curious and like kids who want to see like oh I want to see where Brer Rabbit's from. Anyway, a much better version of Brer Rabbit was released by I think Nicktoons or something in like 2005, and like that's the good version of Brer Rabbit. But other than that, yeah, all that Song of the South stuff is bad.
Can you guys see this? I'm hanging Riggy.
Episode 2, baby. Anyway.
It's really so funny because this is episode 2, and I know just when we're recording episode 1, we're just going to keep calling Riggy to Florida.
Dude.
Call back.
Dano, do you want your son?
It's not my
I'll take him.
a week, all right? I had to bank on all seven of my shorts today. I'm done.
Why did you do that?
Well, I did. Okay, no. So my editor did three, and then I had four. I started working on them last night, so I couldn't go to the YouTube after party. And then I had to finish them this morning, and then, like, I was crunching to be able to finish it, and then get everything in the car, get all the lights and everything. It was bad, dude. I was sweating.
Dude. Daniel, have you ever thought about, like, making the videos in advance?
It was VidCon!
Have you ever considered just maybe doing a face reveal?
Is it face reveal in the cards?
That's the first joke of the first time.
Yay, guys, we made a joke on the podcast!
Reference!
How many people did we see for the first time, like their face?
I met Pear for the first time this time. This was the VidCon 2025. Was my first time meeting Pear, and that was me completing Rumble Pack.
This was my first time seeing Bam's face. And everyone in
Mercer. I had no idea what Bam looked like until now.
On purpose, by the way. Bam is very secretive about it.
I like to be mysterious. I only like people that I've seen in real life.
But Bam, you pretty much face revealed.
I mean, other than my eyes, though.
Yeah.
That's big, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I posted a video on my X the Everything app where I am like, I'm putting a camera in Bam's face and he's low-key hitting the stanky leg. And everyone was like, OMG, half face reveals for like two YouTubers. And I was like, are we being dead ass right now? Like, oh no, your favorite YouTuber has eyes.
Right. I think it's cute that I forgot that.
Bundan is the tallest of us, by the way.
That's not true.
Facts. I'm right here, right now.
Pear was spreading fucking misinformation before. I'm taller than Bundan. I'm taller than Ben.
You're not. No, you're
I
not,
am.
Bro. Show your face then.
dude, we need to take a picture of all of us and like have the official height reveal, and then Bundan's on a stool.
Dude, whenever I saw someone I knew, I try to like jump scare.
Genuinely, when I met Bundan for the first time, my first thought was, "Damn, he's way shorter than I thought he was."
He actually said the first thing. Like, I go into this like bar. It's like a board game bar. I go, "Hey, man." He's like, "Bro, you're so short." I'm like, "What?"
I'm gonna be real. That was one of the first things I thought too. But the only
what?
Time out.
And we're back. Sorry, Dano took his pants off.
Yeah. Sorry, it was just momentary.
Dano had to adjust his fat monkey.
Okay, so we were talking about height and how Bundan was shorter, but it's because Bundan compensates. All right, we had to compare sizes.
Wait, actually,
Is massive.
Wait, yo.
We all did in the mirror. We all looked, and Bundan's was the biggest.
Dude, Royal Pair's next video is going to be Rumble Pack tier list.
Hey, listen, okay.
Bundan, S tier.
All of us were so surprised that Bundan was as short as he was is because he gives, like, 7-foot energy. Right?
No, the f***
I definitely don't. I definitely give small, like, small man syndrome.
No. It's like Moist Critical. Like, you'd expect Moist Critical to be, like, 6-foot tall. He's, like, 5'4".
I still don't agree with Moist Critical being as short as he is. I think, yeah.
And if he's watching this, I'm sorry, but I also expected Sam Butcher to be taller.
Dude, Sam is the same height as me. Just saying.
Dude.
I'm Asian. I can be short.
I didn't think I would be taller than
that's foreshadowing. The Sam Butcher mentioned is foreshadowing for the podcast.
He might have more subs than me. He might have beaten me in.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Really, but I'm taller. So.
True.
But if it makes you feel any better, I don't think you're short.
Yeah. What's up?
It's because Bam's shorter than Bundan.
I remember my first, I jump scared you.
Yeah, you did. Ooh. I was not ready because like I went to, before we all met up for Disney. Was it Disney? Was it before the Disney day?
It was before the Disney day, but we were Disney.
I was having dinner at Downtown Disney before, just with like family. And then Cedar just rocks up out of nowhere. And I just wasn't ready. Like it took me, I had literally an Australian ping when I saw you. Dude, like, it was like 400 milliseconds.
Dude,
like,
why just tell we're going from hitting it?
Yeah, I was like, what?
No, you jumped. Dude, Bundan turned into an NPC for 1 second. He disconnected his controller.
Dude, my favorite thing about C-Dot in person is bro just like goes. Yeah. Like whenever we're hanging out with C-Dot, like he will be like an Enderman. Like you'll see him and then all of a sudden he's back. Like,
we don't even know how bad it is.
C-Dot moves like silently.
He moves silently, and also his arms don't move when he walks. He's actually an Enderman. He teleports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, they move their arms when they walk.
Mm-hmm. Do they actually? Oh, well, I guess I'll fucking kill myself. I didn't know Minecraft.
Then just like,
actually, did you know that Endermen move their hands when they walk? What are you, Chem 18?
Ooh. Wait, get him on. What's
it was like
on
Minecraft once.
What was the best part of VidCon for you, DJ?
Mogging everyone here.
Okay.
Give us
a rose and a thorn.
Ooh.
I have a really, really good thorn. I'm gonna be real.
Oh
yeah, I don't know why I mogged like anybody could see me. Anna, replace my PNG for that bit with the JoJo one I sent you.
Hell
no. Oh. Rose Bud Thorn, so Bud is like what you're looking forward to next.
The Rose was stepping in shit, we know that.
Oh, motherfucker, I didn't even tell the story, Sam. What the fuck? For context, viewers, Dano has a child tied up in his basement.
Yeah.
Like, he said something that mildly
inconsistent.
He said something that mildly... Yeah. No, that's the rose. He said something that mildly inconvenienced me, so I'm just going to make up things until he gets canceled.
Mm.
As you should.
Dude, right. As is my right as a god American, lying is our art.
So what's your story? Give me a story.
Okay, so...
Well, him stepping in shit. He did step in shit. All
right, I guess I'll start with the fudging thorn. All right, so I had to wake up at 1 a.m. PST, 4 a.m. EST... to get on a flight at, like, dead in the morning to get to California from New York.
Dude, that was my flight time.
Dude, real. No way. But I have it worse than you, so shut up. So we, it was me and Cinnamunch, who is not here because he died in the war.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, he's never coming back. He's never going to post again. Yeah, sometimes I still hear his voice.
Cinnamunch does not match his VTuber at all.
No, real.
Bro's built like Minecraft Steve.
Dude, no, it's actually... So that's one of my. That's a different thorn. It's my thorn for Disney. Is we were on Space Mountain together, and you get a photo on Space Mountain.
Oh, I'm so mad about this, dude.
Dude, it's actually fucked up. It was. I think it was. It was me, Bundun, Anna, and Cinnamon.
I'll show the class.
Well, you can't. Like,
I'll show the class. I'm gonna show the fans.
Okay, so.
In Johnny's Space Mountain.
Anna and Bundun look great. Actually, Anna, Bundun, and Cinnamon all look great, but my entire face is blocked out by Cinnamon's fucking rectangular hairline, so you cannot see my face. You can see like an inch of my forehead, and that's
yeah,
it.
I got it.
Pisses me off so bad.
This is one, right?
Yeah. He doesn't even look
so
happy to
funny.
Be there.
That's so funny.
You know the guy where it's like, I do not look like a Minecraft dirt block. I do not.
Dude,
that's
yeah. Gone.
Dude.
I saw him.
He was featured.
I saw no people's way. Face. Like, people had his face on shirts and they would walk around as bodyguards. It was insane.
Dude, the worst thing about Space Mountain was that we had 12 people. It was perfect 12 in our group to fit on the 12 seats of that coaster. And they said, you guys are too fat. F*** you.
Dude, that was real.
I'm so mad. No, okay, right. There's actually a weight limit, so like four of us had to go on a different car, and I was like, bro, well, there goes our perfect moment.
SMH.
We all went on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, though, together. Yeah. So
that was my favorite ride, by the way, Dana. I love that ride.
Dude, I told you, that's my favorite ride to Disneyland.
Dude, no, my favorite was the war.
The war?
The shorts
war. Wait, which one, though? Wait, there was two.
The one, that was the same the as one the that used the to Mickey be the hotel. Minnie's one.
Yeah. The
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, no, because you walk in and they're like, all right, we're the Empire. Like, get on the ride.
Yeah, that's really funny. Bunna was trolling that guy when we went in line.
Dude, yeah, Bunna was just not following directions. They're like, all right, you need to go here on these lines.
You need to go to the blue one. And I'm like, I'm really paying attention.
I was like, I'm not with him, bro. I voted for Palpatine. Like, that's
Palpatine was gonna lower
our
IQs.
That was my Dookie story. He said he was gonna make Coruscant great again.
Oh, anyway, back to the Dookie story.
Dude, that was one funny quip, Johnny. Anyway,
but this is an insane
so
long
the
story.
Real...
By the way, this is the longest story for just you like stepping in shit.
No, you don't understand because I didn't step in shit.
Okay.
So I get off the plane. It was more of a punt. I get off the plane and me and Cinnamon are hungry. We haven't eaten since like 1 in the morning. And
you ate
yeah.
shit.
Oh, well, In a way. So what happened is we're like, all right, we're New Yorkers. We could walk to In-N-Out. It's like a mile. So we walk. It's fine. Cinnamon has a horrible mind crane, and he won't shut the fuck up about it. All right? So it's like, you know the bit where it's like SpongeBob and Squidward walking with the pizza?
Yeah.
I'm Squidward. He's SpongeBob. And I'm like, I'm four that's crazy's in, and he still won't stop talking. And I'm like, I'm checking the map. And I'm like, okay, where are we going? Are we going the right way? And I feel something like move under my feet. Mind you, I'm in open-toed Nike slides. They're my favorite shoes. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be great. I'm gonna be able to like walk around with open toe because it's California. I could get a tan on my feet and like not wear socks all the fucking time, right? And instantly that plan goes out the fucking window because I have just punted what might be a full pound of a football shaped like mound of human feces.
Holy
human feet in my open toed shoes.
Did it get your toenails?
No, I was able to matrix dodge my feet back in like a turtle shell because like I could feel my adrenaline pumping. But it got all over like it got all over the inside of my shoes, but somehow not my feet. So like I was just
for the rumblies out there who eat while watching this podcast.
Continue. I hope it's chocolate. It's that I am immediately horrified, and Cinnamunch is laughing at me.
I was ready for you to say, I was immediately hard.
Look, only for you. wholesome
beating I've taken today.
Yeah.
Beating off?
Hold on. Wait, next episode.
Next episode. All right. Rumblies. Rumblies, today we're doing the cracker challenge. Whoever, we're all getting one cracker together.
Soggy biscuit.
And by cracker, we don't mean Dano.
No. Sino's more of a cracker than I. Bam's more of a cracker than I am. What are you talking about?
Bam's pink. Dano.
Yeah, I'm a real pink
guy. Oh yeah, can we just like?
Bam's pink and you're pink.
Okay. No, listen.
No. I'm bullying too much. Pears thing.
I want to do Pears thing with like the. Is it like a dick?
Oh, that was Anna's joke.
No, that was me.
This is Paz thing. This
that
is
was
Paz
not
thing.
Me, bro.
We want to do the real dick versus dildo challenge. We have to guess if it's a real dick or a dildo on your ass.
Maybe it was just because I wanted paired or anything.
Okay, so to finish this fucking story.
Wait, hold up. I just think the funniest thing is like, you specified that it was a pound.
No, it was like maybe 6 inches. It was genuinely like maybe 6 inches tall and like 7 inches wide. It was horrifying.
Wait, so like one on
top? Wait, dude, that's like
no, like that's like double.
How did you know like a shit's width? Like,
how did you not see it? If it was like
I was looking at my phone and Cinnamon was talking.
What? It's the size of a gopher. What? Like, how do you
know? No, actually, no. And the issue is, it just. And it looked like I hit a guy in a hit and run.
Why are we still talking about this? Can we move on, please?
No, because the issue with this story is, like, Cinnamon had to, like, grab a leaf from a tree to help me, like, wipe off the shit. And then we had to keep going to In-N-Out.
You ate after that?
Yes! I had to, like...
Is that why when we went to In-N-Out for the second time, you're like,
dude,
I can't
literally, 2 hours later, I get to Dano's house, and he's like, guys, I have the perfect idea. I know exactly where we should eat. In-N-Out, and I almost threw up.
It was Tuesday. I didn't want to go to Pazookie Tuesday with all those stupid teenagers.
Dude, I thought BJ stood for blowjob.
Huh? Wait.
I thought it was like, all right, I have a perfect meal for you, and then you just drop your pants.
And you wanted to go there? And that's okay. All right.
Listen, I had a long week. No, okay. So that was your thorn. What was your rose of VidCon?
Dude, I don't know.
What was the best part of VidCon?
I like hanging out with my friends.
Yeah.
What about Big AJ?
I didn't even meet him.
You did it?
No.
So we saw it like three times.
I went to Hawk
gone up to him.
Dude, Big AJ loves Rumbleback.
Really?
He gave us three big booms. Did you not see that?
Five big booms.
Did you not see that?
I really wanted to talk to him.
Dude, hold on. Wait. Look at this.
Dude, because I've seen the video. I was going to say, because that's my favorite. He was a wrestler. Yeah. I saw him like wrestle and he was good.
I hugged him. He was thick.
Oh,
okay.
Like his body.
Yeah.
No, I thought, I was like, damn.
Like a great tree.
Like a great California redwood he is.
That's what it felt like, dude. I felt like scared. Like, I hugged him, and like, you know how hugs are supposed to be, like, loving. I felt scared.
You know when you see creators, sometimes you can tell like they're a good person or a bad person.
Yeah.
I think Costco guys, they seem like a good person.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want to put that out in the universe because like now, like literally because you said that.
Yeah.
True.
Next week, it's like Big AJ hit a guy with his car and didn't say sorry.
Big AJ did 5 big booms on Walmart.
Sorry about your dead brother.
Big AJ did 5 big bumps of cocaine.
Oh. Yeah, that's why he was so tired.
Dude, no, how long until till the Rizzler just does like hard drugs?
Dude, he's gonna Macaulay Culkin in 3 years.
No, the Rizzler's gonna be our child celebrity. The, like, yeah. Our yeah. generation that's just like gets all messed up.
He's wholesome, man.
We cannot let the. We have to like make sure the Rizzler stays on the right path.
We need Johnny yeah. Razor to protect and adopt the Rizzler and make him a Rizzler.
Okay, I don't know. Ooh, all honestly, the Rizzler.
No, I was gonna say I think my genuine rose for the trip was karaoke in New York, but
that,
I think,
it was
but,
so fun.
But that's because that was such a highlight, and the rest of VidCon was actually very fun. I had a good time.
We should do karaoke here.
Yeah.
I was trying to. That's why I wanted to do like something around like KBBQ, and you were like, oh, I'm tired.
No, I wanted to go to KBBQ. Everybody else disabled me from going. Johnny and his girlfriend were like, oh, we want to go shower and be clean. And then
I was open to things after that.
Meanwhile, ooh. Dude, my hair was so fucked.
I was
and
chafing
I was down.
Really bad, to be fair.
I don't blame you. Dude, just take the L and have the rash. I'll fix
so
it later.
I felt so bad for you, D, just that you had to stay there. That's why I went with Leia to go pick you guys up.
Dude, mind you, they went to pick us up and it still took like 45 minutes.
Ugh.
Leia had to shower, all right? Listen, everything was against us that night, okay? Mm. Everything was against Deejus. You know what? Deejus has all
the- I have had a... Dude, California has been trying to kill me this entire trip. You were like, what's your thorn? And I you were like, what's your rose? And I genuinely couldn't think of any because this trip has been fucking foul. Like, I immediately frame one off the thing. I fucking cartoon, like, football punt, Charlie Brown into Dookie. And then, dude, Cinnamon gaslit me for 3 hours and tried to steal my AirPods.
What?
Dude,
whoa,
okay,
drama.
So immediately after we walk all the way back from 2 hours, like, from that In-N-Out back, and mind you, there's still a little dookie I couldn't get off, but it's on, like, it's not, like, near my toes, so I'm just thugging it out. And we get back to the hotel, and I'm like, fuck, dude, this was horrible. This was a horrible first impression. I'm gonna go to the pool, I'm gonna swim. That'll make me feel better, because I love to swim. I'm like, I'm like Johnny, where it's like, he was on swim team. I'm a certified lifeguard. Like, this is my
That's hype.
I'm built for the ocean, bro. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna swim. I'm gonna do some laps. I'm a tan. I'm gonna get my color back because I was low key like I'm built brown, but like if I stay inside too much, I get gray. Like you know WD, you know WD Gaster from Undertale.
Yeah.
I'm built like that if I stay.
Reference, guys, reference!
Yay!
Where. So I was like, I gotta get my color back. I'm gonna grab my AirPods. I'm gonna grab my phone, and I'm gonna swim. I'm gonna get in a bathing suit. So I do all that, and I get my phone, and I get my room key, and I go for my AirPods, and they're not there. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. I just had them. I feel like I had them in my pocket on the walk back from In-N-Out. So I start looking around the room, and Cinemunch is there. He's like, oh, that's crazy. What happened? I was like, I can't find my AirPods. This really is crazy. And this goes on for like a half hour. I am digging, and I'm like slowly losing my mind. I'm starting to crash out. I'm, like, throwing my clothes all across the room. I get really mad, and I, like, punt a dresser where I'm just, like, with the shoe.
Of course.
And
Jesus
goes, every day I wake up, and I hope you're dead.
Yeah. It's Marriage Story, but instead of Marriage Story, it's Cinemunch. Instead of Scarlett Johansson, it's
Cinemunch.
Yeah.
Dude. Wait, actually, shut the fuck up about that. I got so many shippers on the last day of VidCon, it was horrifying. That was one of my thorns.
To be fair, I ship you in Cinemunch.
Dude, not too much. Not too much.
Not too much.
Dude, I think my favorite thing about VidCon was like seeing one of my friends like in like the meet and greet circle that happens and going like, yo, do you watch Royal Pair?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so funny. Bam was the funniest because he kept saying, hey, do you watch like Bam Bayo? Do you know who Bam Bayo is?
And all of them had VR headsets because they were rich.
Yes, Bam's my favorite member of Rumble Pack. I'd be like, what if I told you Bam's right behind you? And then they didn't turn. They didn't believe us.
That's so hype.
Yeah, no, like, yeah. Half the people were like they would get told that I'm Bam. Half of them would just get stun locked and like not even believe.
Like,
dude,
yeah.
No,
if you got Bam's fooled, all right. If you were at VidCon and you got fooled and you tried to meet,
I forgot.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat that? Because I was talking at the same time. My bit's gone, but can you say that again?
Some fan went up to Johnny and was like, hey, do you know where I can find Royal Pear?
there are a bunch of them where people like came up to me and they're like, is Royal Pear here? And I'm like, turn around.
I'm watching.
Oh, okay. One person came up to me and was like,
did like, oh, hey, do you know where I can find Royal Pair? And I had a flash in my mind. I'm like, I could just say to me inside it again.
Right. Like, it's so funny, right? Last year, I signed something instead.
No. Yo, what if I do a bottle flip right now?
Do it.
No, move your feet. Move your feet.
Oh, I'll pay you a flight for the next time you stay for a week. I'm not even joking. You land this. But it has to be past that thing.
Past the hat?
You just thought for a second I might actually hit it and you don't
want
to pay.
Just do it.
Oh my god.
I am the one. Can you edit it so it works so Bunnan has to pay for it?
Yeah.
I am the one who runs. Don't need no gun to get respect up on the streets.
Oh,
pass it to me. I'm gonna do it again. You're gonna fuck up the mic, dude. The mic's over there.
Oh, hell nah.
I keep seeing our partners, they're right outside, and I'm bouncing them like second in my face. I'm not gonna lie.
I moved mine a little.
I was saying,
I keep looking over at Dano, and he's making like little kissy faces.
Dano's so ADHD, he literally, like, this is the first, like, offline, like, episode of the Rumble Pack where it's like, Pear can't be playing Smash Bros. And, like, Dano
can't
be on
Smash Bros. You can't look up, like,
he still found a way to be distracted.
I can't Google R3. Hold on. Show me Pear R3.
Dude, you think there's actually Roll 34 of us out there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I drew it.
I've seen M Preg abused.
I haven't seen Deejus and Cinnamon out there though, so can you guys
go? No, you need to stop saying that because they actually will. Like, dude, there was like I was hanging out with Cinnamon, and we've already said on this podcast, Cinnamon does not necessarily look like his VTuber. Mm. He acts like his VTuber, he sounds like his VTuber. In his soul, he's like vibes like his VTuber.
Yeah.
But I have a running bit where it was like, I look like how people think Cinnamon should look. Low key.
Bro, no, you look like a PNG.
Dacia met me and was like, oh, you look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, not even like a dream thing where it's like, oh, you look hot, which I mean, I think everyone say I'm hot right now.
You're hot. You're hot.
Are you telling the truth?
I'm serious. I love you.
My man.
Ship is going crazy. Oh. Actually done.
Dude, I was going to say, I've been like the third in every single... I've been third wheeling so crazy, but it's like they all want me. They want my cookie bag.
Dude, the curls, everything about it.
I only have eyes for my girlfriend.
Oop.
I actually cut that bit out. I actually really like your girlfriend.
She's awesome.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself. I still have to fucking respond to your diss track.
I'm excited for the audience to see the part of episode.
What?
Are you f***ing serious?
Give me
your
phone.
Give me your phone.
You gotta get confiscated
phone
now.
Jail in the
oh, phone jail.
Alright, what I was gonna say though is if you got fooled by not believing that Bam or Pear was at VidCon when Johnny told you, go to youtube.com/Deejus and donate me $5.
True.
I respect it, honestly.
Yeah. Pear, phone in the middle. Phone in the middle.
Phone in the middle. Everyone boo this man! Boo!
What?
I didn't do the sound.
Oh.
Another banger bit, 2025. It's not even Clash of Clans, it's Clash Royale. L-Mans.
Okay, D, just real question. What is your plan?
Oh, he's gonna say the bit.
To face reveal.
Oh!
Yeah!
No way. Dana.
Oh, it's Pear. Pear's getting buzzed.
What?
You're getting buzzed.
Pick it up. Pick it up. Put it in speaker. Who is it?
What's up, beautiful?
Hey.
This sucks.
I was like, dude, is that my mom?
Loki, I bet I could raise up your mom.
My mom is 60.
Okay.
Speaking of raising up,
Anna's blushing so much right now.
You didn't like me saying that? I'm sorry.
I feel like everyone all week was trying to raise up my mom, dude. I was so depressed.
Your mother is an incredible human being.
Who's her favorite? Who's her favorite? Who's her favorite? Who's her favorite?
Who's my favorite? What?
No, who's your mom's favorite?
Me.
Oh, I should ask. Oh. I think Bundan.
Because Bundan wasn't staying at her house.
No,
I was there for a while.
No, I think. I think it's anarchy.
No, it's totally anarchy. That's real.
Yeah, but she loves all of you guys. She doesn't hate anybody.
Anarchy's behind the camera. Yo, anarchy! You're Dano's mom's favorite.
I totally am.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think she likes all of you more than me, at least. That's
what... She lives with you. I think if I
if I had to wake up to What is the boss shorts wears every day?
9/11?
I had to wake up to go to the bathroom this morning, and I hear Dano like recording shorts, and dude, I'm like, this is the funniest
thing. So funny. It's so fun to watch, dude. Backstage watching shorts is so
funny. I wake up in the morning like, the Pope died.
Trying their best.
Can you stop eating? We're recording here. Right. Run away.
Can I have a chip?
9/11.
Put that. Wait. Give them the chip with the arm with the tattoos, so they can see it on camera.
What? Which camera?
That camera.
You can see it.
Hold on. Yeah.
Here you go. Chips.
Dude, you know what? I think Rumble Pack. All of you guys need more tattoos.
Wait.
That's my genuine thing.
Sita, could you give me one? No, please. I'm gonna die.
Real hot girl shit. I think everybody on Rumble Pack needs more tats.
Million subs, we all get Rumble Pack tats.
Yeah. Dude, yo, everyone should match Bundun's ass.
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, honestly, it's a yo. I'm gonna be real. It's a nice ass.
It is.
Yeah. I get how you're.
No, I want like a custom Rumble Pack.
Incredible.
Tat, like,
you checking it's still
valid? I forget which side is on sometimes.
Dude. Yeah, I can't wait for like 10 years from now when like Dano does like coke and we all like break up.
We have to crack
the Rumble Pack tattoo.
No, we're all gonna be doing coke with Dano.
Man. Yeah, you're right.
We'll be doing the Rumble Pack podcast when we are 80 years old.
Genuine question. Be for real. How long you think this is gonna go on?
Until the sun explodes.
How long until what?
We're gonna have kids and they're gonna be Rumble Pack 2.
Honestly, you're on my honest answer. I think this trip makes or breaks everything. Like this could be.
If we love each other by the end of this trip, we'll do this till the sun.
Yeah. Our friendships will never be the same.
I think honestly, we could do episode 100.
100%.
We're halfway there. This is episode 50. Yeah. Everyone clap.
It is.
That's why I'm the first two-time guest, so I'm special.
Loki, this might be episode. This might be our EU special.
Guys.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they're out of order, so it's kind of hard to think about it.
Rumbling?
Oh, really?
Dude, wait. Attack on Titan. Somebody, Johnny said last pod that I'm the most brainwashed person of all time, and I don't think you realize how right you are, because it's not memes. It's just somebody says something, and I'm like, oh, that's like that. I think in Family Guy Cutaway Gags.
Yeah.
Where, like, somebody says a word, and I immediately go, like, free word association to, like, closest reference. Mm. Where he was like, oh, yeah, dude, rumbling, and I went, rumbling, it's coming. Dude, it's what was the thing? I did it like recently, and it was really bad. And it was with you.
The reason I don't remember is because I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah,
and that was that.
Mafia references. I don't know. I had to like Google
family.
After.
And D just went family.
Guy, Peter, Griffin.
Oh,
that's somebody having war flashbacks. That's somebody like brain rot. That's low key. That's worse.
Thank you guys for watching.
What was
that's
low key.
Wait, we need one more story to end it off on.
No, super chat down below. All proceeds go to Cinemunch's funeral.
which is on my channel, so give it to me.
I feel like we missed something from the beach lore. I feel like there was another
this
story.
I feel like we should just cut. There was like a middle second.
No, I feel like we need. I feel like we need one more story, and then the Golden Freddy thing is post credits.
Do you want to talk about maybe more like stuff you experienced at VidCon as a feature creator?
No, dude, we got a whole episode of that.
Yeah,
oh yeah, I was yeah.
Really,
so
wasn't that much. Honestly, about Big
AJ. Honestly,
like, Dream and Big AJ. That's good enough, man.
We saw a Dream. We saw Big AJ. I saw the fucking Hawk 2 panel, which was awesome.
Ooh. I missed that, dude. I'm so sad I missed it.
Wait, actually, I have a great story because I accidentally mogged.
Are you using the fucking microwave right now?
Dana, we want one more story. Just lock in, dude.
Sorry. All right. So it's really, really bad. I like low key mogged like a ton of creators just because I low key have face blindness. So I'm like blind as shit. So it was me. It was day one, right? It was me, Bundun. It was me, Bundun, and Bundun's fiance in the back. Which we were. She wasn't allowed back there, but we low key finessed her in with my powerful Riz. Also, low key, dude. You know that guy who like we were talking to, who like got
the badge guy.
I actually got his Instagram. Like that's not me,
dude. They just, by the way, is like one of the best networkers that I've ever met.
It's
like
fucked up.
He makes everyone his friend. He just says hi,
dude,
and they're just best friends.
I was
it's
hanging
insane.
Out with like Jellybean and Smokey Bee like a few times on this trip. They kept making fun of me for it. They were like, oh, look at bro blew in from Friend Town. Look at Friendly McGee. And this is kind of off of that because I was yapping to people. I was like, yo, I fuck with your shirt. What's up? And it was like, hi, I'm CG5.
And
have you heard the Among Us song?
Dude, I was like, dude, you made Among Us in real life, and I pogged. Dude, I talked with CG5. Shout out CG5's wife, actually. If you're watching this, was good. But also, like, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, like, I see you. But it's that, and then I ran into, like, a couple of, like, Lifesteal SMP people, and, like, we got along all right. And we were leaving, and they were starting to make fun of me, and I was leaning into the bit a little too hard. Because it
was this in the badge area?
This was in the badge area. He was in the back sucking off Creek Craft in front of his fiance. But it was, we were weaving, and, like, these two people were checking in, and low-key, like, one of them was wearing red, one of them was wearing green, and I was like, dude, these look like cartoon characters. It's hilarious. And I think it was, like, Jellybean, like, didn't see who they were, and, like, low-key dared me to, like, go up to them. And I was like, you think I won't? Bet. These are going to be my best friends in 5 minutes. I was like, hey, dude, I really fuck with your vibes. Like, what's good? And I was like, what are you guys' names? And, like, one of them was like, oh, hey, I'm Koi. And the other one was like, I'm Toby. And I was like, I didn't recognize those names off rip because those were actual names. And that's my thing where they always say I'm a great networker, but I never know who anybody is because I ask for their real names. Where it's like, I feel so cringe if somebody's going up to me and I'm like, oh, hi, I'm
His audio stopped working again.
Who's?
Bams?
If that was Dangerous's mic, that's so...
For this whole story?
No, it's only Bams.
Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
To continue, I feel so cringe when I go up to somebody and I have to be like, hi, my name's Dejus. Like, I would rather blow my fucking head off. Like, Kurt Cobain, I'm gonna join you. It's like...
So you prefer the other name?
I prefer my actual name in person and then, like, Dejus online.
But what about the one that Pear calls you?
Dejussie.
Look.
I love Dejussie, by the way.
It's dude,
my favorite
it's
name.
Really... It's gotten to a point where it's just kind of funny. I've accepted it. But... I was like, yo, I'm my actual name, and they gave me their actual names, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. I really like this thing on your bag, and we were having like a normal conversation, and we had to go because like we were away for dinner, and I was like, look, I do not know any of your guys' content. I'm gonna be real, but like I really like, I think you guys are like cool people. Like I f- with your vibes, and I don't know, maybe I'll see you like in the back area somewhere, and we could kick it, we could have some fun, and I'm like, hell yeah, I dap them up, and I leave, and I don't think anything about it, and then like Jellybean whispers in my ear, dude, that was Tubbo. And I went,
oh,
who's Tubbo? No.
Minecraft, big Tubbo, Minecraft guy.
I think, has 20 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Okay.
He, like, it's like that Tommy in it, like, dream.
Yeah.
And, like,
has he been canceled or no? Is he?
No, Tubbo's, like, one of the
trust me,
ones.
I met the guy who was very sweet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. It's not. No, because I was going to say, I big dog this guy. He has no idea who the fuck I am.
No, but that's
it's
aura.
It's
going to
be
that's...
so... Well, yeah, but I was like, I watched his content in 2021, and I was jealous that he was famous and I wasn't. So it's like, I feel bad that I fucked him over low-key.
Is Tubbo and Dream still on, like, guitar?
Oh, no, wait.
That's what I thought. Isn't that weird that, like, Dream was there and Tubbo was there and they're both featured? Like, what happens? Like,
dude,
that's just life, though.
Yeah, that's just like, what happens.
The me and Johnny were at the same con.
The guy who, we got beef. The guy who like came into Dream's panel and like
came into Dream.
Yeah,
man.
No,
someone like walked into Dream's panel and like started yelling at him and he left. Like Dream just left.
No, I know this story. We need to talk about this later. This is
okay.
Yes.
But he was at the same
guys
party
heard this
last Dream was at. Like
after.
Yeah,
after
that's so weird.
That's crazy.
That's so weird.
Okay, but no, I was horrified. I was like, dude, I made such a bad first impression. This is like one of the biggest YouTubers at this event. I'm so cooked now. Because I got too silly. But I went to the Hawk 2 panel the next day, which, unironically, fire panel. Genuinely, like, me and Anna went because we're like, we love women. But it
didn't
was...
someone ask a crypto question, by the way?
Oh, yeah, we saw that guy. He was fucking awful. We all booed him. Hawk 2 panel was great. Hawk 2 herself, like, she took a minute to, like, actually walk in. But there was a comedian with her named Whitney Cummings who was fire. Like, dude, there were some people who left halfway through to go to another panel, and she was like, bye, I hope you don't shoot up a school. And I went,
So it was Hawk Tua herself, Haley Welsh or anything.
So, like,
her name is Hawk Tua. First name Hawk, last name Tua.
What first happened was obviously people were being like, dickheads. So then Whitney kept going, hey, shut the fuck up. And then at one point, this was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
You have a door on your arm?
Yes.
Yeah, it's from Scott Pilgrim.
Didn't know that?
Dude. That's the door that they go into from the dreams.
But there was at one point where someone said, like...
Scott Pilgrim that much?
I love Scott Pilgrim.
It's like, was that the wait?
Let
that was
women
the
speak, Dana.
That was the response to the crypto question, right? Because like somebody asked the crypto question and a bunch of people started leaving.
No, the first one, like, guys left because they're just there to, like, you know, because a lot of people showed up, like, obviously for the meme. Like, as soon as they walked in, like, the panel started, they're like, yeah, talk to her. But, yeah, some of them left. So, well, when a bunch of them left, she went, like, oh, some, like, gamer is definitely about to have a panel right now. And she went, bye, I hope you all get haircuts, because there was, like, a bunch of white guys that had the same haircut.
All that shit looked rinky-dink. They looked bad.
Yeah. At one point, they were talking about, like, I think someone asked, like, her most viral, like, video she's posted, like, other than Hawk, which she didn't post, but, and someone was trying to simulate what the video looked like, and it looked like he was jacking off, and so then, Whitney was like, you can't be doing that. The Hawk 2 girl went, yo, speaking of blowjobs, I heard your boyfriend's a skater.
That was hype. That was so hype.
And then, like, 12 kids were escorted out by their parents.
Dano, you need to tell the story about
that. That's Dano.
That's later.
Dude, Dano's gonna do a Toon Turf panel next year, and that exact thing is gonna happen.
Oh, okay.
But essentially, the point of the story is Tubbo walked in, and he physically couldn't make it into the panel. Because he got in, like, a couple minutes before, and immediately, like, 40 people swarmed him. And, like, he couldn't get through the door, so he just, like, he had to go by security and leave. Which, low-key also happened to, like, me and Smokey B, like, at a different time, so it happened a lot.
You're so famous.
Dude, no, Smokey B's so famous. I was just there.
Dude, oh, he was so chill. I'm so happy we forgot to take
pictures. Can we get a feature creator next year as the Toon Turf voice actor, dude?
That would be so hype. But, essentially, like, they couldn't even get through the door, and I was, like, I was geeked, and I was, like, holy f***. Dude, maybe it was a good thing I don't recognize him, because that might be the first time he's ever not been recognized in like 5 years. So I was like, that made me feel better about myself, but I was still so fucking embarrassed. It was insane.
No, I think you came out on top though.
Yeah.
I think I was
good. I just realized next year I can actually like tell my agents, I'll be like, hey, all these guys voice acted in Toon Turf. Can you help get them featured?
True.
Oh man.
Wait,
so yeah, like, good.
Toon Turf has 10 billion views.
Mm-hmm. Wait, dude.
I bet if you pitched to VidCon doing a live table read of a Toon Turf episode with all the voice actors, you totally get a panel.
No,
that'd be hard.
The agent said that that I should do like just a whole episode premiere, and that it would be like a big anyway.
Anyway, this will happen next VidCon.
We'll do a panel.
And if it doesn't,
it'll happen in the.
We've been blacklisted from VidCon.
If it doesn't happen, VidCon's actually great because they invited me, but kill Dano about it.
Please, VidCon, please let us be featured. I beg. All right, we just want to do a live Rumble Pack podcast episode, all right?
Thank you guys for watching the Rumble Pack podcast.
Wow.
Join us next week as we interview Dacia.
No way.
For real, in person.
Wait, this is kind of a perfect segue because that's going to be a whole lot of Toon Turf talk, isn't it?
That's true. Mm. No, hopefully not. We'll see.
Well, maybe.
We'll find out next week.
Find out next week.
YouTube.
Wait, we have to do it together.
Go together. Go.
3, 2, 1. YouTube.
Penis.